Okay, where are we holding? Hilchos Issur Rechilus, Klal Aleph, Halacha Yud. Halacha Yud, okay? Last two halachas in Klal Aleph. How exciting is that? V'chein, okay? Os l'saver Rechilus Derech Ramos. Okay, you're not allowed to say that the actions of another person or the words of another person in a tricky manner. Okay? And he knows that something bad or derogatory happened to a friend. And they had an argument. Right? Let's say this. Reuven knows that Shmelka and Heschel have some kind of disagreement going on. Right? He wants to now reawaken the machloikas for whatever reason. He's a mishugna, or better yet, he wants one person to side with him against the other one, whatever it is. So he wants to now be ma'oirer and awaken this machloikas, right? But he doesn't want them to know it. Basically what he does is he surreptitiously, like, you know, he just reminds them about the good old days when they were fighting, or the embarrassment that he had because of the other person. He reminds Heschel what happened, what Shmelka did to him or said to him. But he doesn't say, he says, didn't one time somebody once tell on you that you were late after curfew and you got four detentions because what happened that mice? I don't remember what happened. Meanwhile, I know that it was Shmelka that did it to Heschel, and they had a long fight about it 2 years ago. Finally, they're getting over it. So I go to Heschel and I go, what? I don't remember what happened. What was that thing that happened? You know, Kilu was the and because of this, he remembers who did the thing. That's called rechilas. In other words, saying rechilas in a way, ki'ilu, you're not saying rechilas. You really are saying over something what somebody else did or said. But you're not doing it for favors. You're doing it in a tricky way. This is absolutely also it's rechilas. Doesn't make a difference if you're saying what Shmelka did to you, what Shmelka said about you, or what Shmelka wrote about you, right? If he says that somebody else insulted you, or insulted your store, insulted your product, you know, so that you're going to lose business, right? As we said earlier in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Kevan Chayadezeh Machnes Sinah Belibo Alav. Now, the bottom line is like this. Lashon Hara is where you say something derogatory. Rechilas is where you gossip about what someone said or did about you, and not necessarily derogatory, but it's very possible, by the way, of this statement, it's going to cause enmity. That's what we've learned in Klal Aleph. And we learned that you're not allowed to do it no matter what, even if someone else tries to prod you into it. We even saw yesterday, after this is a heter, sometimes even to lie. You're not allowed to do it because it's going to cause enmity, as we said. And today we learned that even if you do it, ayidei trickery, even if you try, you're making believe that you're not really gossiping, it's absolutely usher to do this if it may cause some enmity. So that is Klal Aleph, the first basic rule in Hilchos Rechilas. Finish Klal Aleph.